Welcome to Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can be better at what God has called you to be. You can find us on all major podcasts, including Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe to be able to get notification regarding our podcast. And please, when you do, listen to this podcast for your spiritual growth and nourishment. Also, feel free to like our Facebook page, Restored Life, and comment and share with your friends. Send us emails as well on restoredlife2019@gmail.com. And the topic for today's talk is, do not give up on that dream. And we have a beautiful story in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. It reads, "The company of the prophet said to Elisha, 'Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet.' And he said, 'Go.' Then one of them said, 'Won't you please come with your servants?' 'I will,' Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. 'Oh no, my Lord,' he cried out, 'it was borrowed.' The man of God asked, 'Where did it fall?' When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float." Beautiful story. Here we see that the sons of the prophet had a dream and they needed an axe head to bring about the fulfillment of their dream. And then they had to borrow an axe head. What's an axe head? I will tell you three things that an axe head represents in this passage. Number one, an axe head represents a work tool used to achieve a given task. Number two, an axe head represents faith to move to the next level. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah moved to prepare the ark. Hebrews 11:29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea. You need faith to move from one point of your life to the next point where the Lord has shown you or that you have dreamt about. You need faith to move from one point in your life to another level, to another point. Another way to look at axe head is that it's that resource that could aid in the fulfillment of your dreams and vision. It could be an encounter with God or an encounter with, you know, with an individual. It could be a contact, a financial aid, an opportunity of a lifetime, a career, or a skill. But apart from needing an axe head, and each of us needs one at least, you also need a dream. The College of Prophets had a big dream. They had a dream of expansion, a dream of growth, to improve on what they were doing. They dreamt of relocation. Even though the resources to bring their dream to reality was not readily available, yet they dreamed. Lack of dream is a killer of destiny. Lack of resources is just a temporary challenge. If you need a dream, I tell you. Even if you lack an asset, do not lack a dream. You can dream with your eyes open. The woman with the issue of blood dreamt of her wellness. She wasn't sleeping when she dreamt. Paul dreamt. He had an ambition to pioneer a new move of God in new territories. David desired. He dreamt to build the Lord a house. Martin Luther King dreamt of an end to racism. These men dreamt with their eyes open. You need to dream. You do not need a big anointing to dream. Isn't it inspiring that it was the young prophets who dreamt of improvement, who dreamt of expansion? Not even Elisha, the big prophet. So you don't need a big anointing to dream. You can dream in that small place where you are. You can dream in that stifled circumstance that you find yourself right now. Dream again, child of God. Dreaming is free. There's no limit in size of the dream that you can have. Anyone can dream, but not everyone dreams. Resources may cost a fortune, but dreams do not cost a dime. Dreams are desires, they are wishes, they are ambitions, they are pursuits, they are visions. Some dreams may be laughable today, but in the end, the dreamer will laugh last. Romans 5:5 says, "Hope makes not ashamed." Child of God, you need to dream again. Desire God's best for your life. Do not settle for a life that lacks drive. Dreams command divine blessings. They are divinely incubated. But apart from a dream, you need an axe head. A dream is essential to fulfill God's plan for your life. But without an asset, fulfilling a dream could be impossible. So what do you do when you lack the needed resources to fulfill your dreams? I'd like to explain it this way. With God, there is no lack of resources. 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible says His divine power has given us everything that we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who has called us to grace and glory. God has scattered His unlimited resources everywhere and in different people. There is no single person that has all life's resources and all life's answers in Him. God hasn't created an omnipotent or an omniscient man yet. But as you walk with God and fellowship with other people without prejudice, the Lord God will open your eyes to where the resources that you need are located. And often they are located in people. 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. So what do you do when the resources that you need to build your dream, to build your future, is in the hand of another individual? Should you steal it? No. Should you covet it? No. Should you get jealous like many people do today? Please, no. Should you hate? No. Should you ask God to take it from that person and give it to you? Absolutely no. So what should you do? Simply borrow. Borrow from the individual. God knows that some resources do not need to be fully owned by you for different reasons, including the fact that God wants interdependence and God wants to avoid waste as much as possible. So go borrow the resources, realize your dream, then return it so that other people can as well borrow it. Strategic borrowing is good. Borrowing is not wrong, only if the borrowed resource is used to build a dream that can pay off what is borrowed. So do not borrow for the wrong reasons to consume. Borrow to invest in your future. Borrow to invest in the dream. The sons of the prophets borrowed the asset to build a dream housing. But apart from borrowing, a dream, you need an asset. And apart from an asset, you also need a prophet. I will talk more about this in part 2 of this talk. God bless you.